Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is William H. Kennedy, and he's written several books. One of them was on the infiltration of the Catholic seminaries. Now, you have to understand, William H. Kennedy is a Catholic, a fundamental Catholic. I wouldn't put him on. I wouldn't discuss these subjects except with a Catholic discussing them. And he was talking about homosexuality in the Catholic seminaries. Then he put out another book, which we do carry, entitled Satanic Crimes, and we actually have a four-tape set on that, going into the Bilderbergers and pedophilia and the White March there in Belgium, where over 300,000 Belgians came out and demonstrated and marched in opposition to the Bilderberger pedophilia scandal, and of course not a word of that, the controlled media in the United States. Well, William is going to be talking this morning about Tony Blair's supposed conversion to the Catholic Church and the implications as far as power is concerned, because of course Tony Blair is running for president of the European Union. Now, he was really, of course, forced to leave his position as a premier or prime minister of Great Britain because of the scandals associated with him and his personal life and his total incompetence and bankruptcy of his country and betrayal of his country to the European Union. But now he wants to run for one of the most powerful posts in the world, president of the European Union. What does this have to do with his sudden spontaneous conversion to the Catholic religion? Remember, Tony Blair is a Fabian socialist. They hate God. So why has he become a Catholic? With that as a background, William H. Kennedy. Good morning, William. William, are you there?
Always great to be on Radio Liberty.
Well, it's good to have you. So what's really going on?
Well, Dr. Stan, what's happening is the Treaty of Lisbon was signed last December by the European Union, which makes the president of the EU pretty much a dictator.
Right.
Now, in that time since Blair left office in the summer of 2007, what had happened is he's very rapidly converted to the Roman Catholic Church, and he's running for the presidency of the EU. Now, his wife is Catholic, and he has attended Catholic ceremonies, but his conversion isn't very sincere for several reasons, which we'll go over this morning.
All right, very good. And, of course, the thing is that the people of Europe don't want a dictator, but it doesn't matter what the people want. There is a ruling elite that, of course, wants to force this form of government on them because they believe that you need a ruling aristocracy, just as the ruling elite in America do not believe in our Constitution, have undermined our Constitution, would destroy our Constitution and take us into the same world government. The European Union is to parallel the North American Union, and, of course, in each of these, why the respective countries forego their sovereignty, forego their freedom, and everybody's ruled by a massive Soviet bureaucracy, because that's why the people at the upper echelons of our government have always worked so closely with the leaders of the Soviet government. Why? Because communism has nothing to do with sharing the wealth. It is the establishment of an authoritarian dictatorship, and that's just what the leaders of the United States want. Go ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, what we're looking at is this Treaty of Lisbon, which hardly got any coverage over here. What it does, it gives the president of the EU, it makes him a dictator. It's the biggest grab for power in Europe since Adolf Hitler. to be honest. Now, what's disturbing about Tony Blair, he is not a sincere Catholic. Number one, he's an occultist. He's in the Bilderberg group, which has been tied to all sorts of satanic pedophilia. But he also goes to fortune tellers. Now, Tony Blair took advice from a guy named Jack Temple, who was a pendulum dowser. He was a fortune teller. And Tony and his wife, Sherry Blair, also took advice from another occultist named Carol Kaplan, who gave Sherry Blair some magic pendants to wear, some amulets.
And, of course, in the book of Deuteronomy, we're told to avoid these people, the spiritualists, the people who were involved in dowsing, the people, you know, who were involved in fortune-telling and mediums. And why? Because we're not supposed to be in contact with the beings from the other dimension, from the spiritual dimension, from the demonic forces that rule this world. We're not supposed to be in touch with them. We're to be in this world, but not of this world. And that's why God told us to stay away from that sort of thing. But Tony Blair is going right into it, just as many of our leaders do, but most Americans have no idea how many of our presidents have been into astrology and spiritualism. Go right ahead. We know that Hillary Clinton actually called a diviner into the White House.
Houston is her name.
To conjure up the spirits of Eleanor Roosevelt and Mohandas Gandhi. I wonder if she gets back in the White House as the president, if she'll be calling upon the spiritualists to conjure up the spirits of the dead, as she did before. Isn't it interesting? Nobody ever talks about that today. The media never mentions what happened shortly after she went in the White House back in, 1992, when she brought in this, I think it was Jean Houston, to conjure up spirits, Eleanor Roosevelt, Mohandas Gandhi. Why would she want to conjure up spirits? Why would Hillary want to do that? Go ahead.
Well, it's quite frightening. When you look at Tony Blair's even far worse than those two things I just mentioned. In 2001, he met with an occultist named Nancy Aguilar in a hotel just south of Cancun, Mexico. And they have a pyramid complex at this hotel. And what Tony and Sherry Blair did is they underwent a Luciferian initiation ceremony. They bowed before three creatures, a bird, a crab, and a serpent, and prayed before these creatures. Then they entered the pyramid and went into a kind of mystic steam bath, and then covered themselves with mud and ran out of this pyramid screaming, symbolic of a new rebirth. So in 2001, Tony Blair performed this Luciferian ceremony. Now, when you think about it, you look at the three things they bowed before, the bird, the crab, and the serpent. It's an inversion of the Christian Trinity. The bird is the inversion of the Holy Ghost, which is represented by a dove. The crab is the inversion of Christ. It kills a fish, a crab. And the last thing they bow before is the serpent, which is, of course, the inversion of God, which is Lucifer. So they went through this whole ceremony down in Mexico, and it's quite shocking, and it got very little press reception.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is William H. Kennedy. William, you're bringing up an awful lot of frightening things about Tony Blair, but is this documented anyplace? How could our listeners, document this for themselves? Because what you're really describing is almost like a reincarnation of Adolf Hitler, who was deeply involved in the occult. This is how he was able to control the people underneath him within the military, the German people, get them to stand there for 4 hours as he ranted and raved. But it was the occult influence that influenced Adolf Hitler, and this occult influence you're talking about, of course, controlling Tony Blair. Where is this written up, or is it written up any place?
Well, I reported that. That was from the Times of London. And you can find all the links to these things I'm saying at williamhkennedy.com on my Satanic Crime Multimedia page, which I just updated. And these things are reported by the popular press. They're just put on the back burner of coverage. Like, most people don't even know who Jean Houston was, who Hillary Clinton had at the White House. It's certainly covered, but it's not given much emphasis. But you can get all the links, I said, at williamhkennedy.com on the Satanic Crime Multimedia page. And this will take you, like, to the article on Nancy Reagan's astrologer, Joan Quigley, she had in the White House, and Gene Dixon and some other presidential advisors. But all this stuff about Tony Blair is there. Now, it's quite shocking. When Sherry Blair met the Pope last year, she dressed in white, which only monarchs are allowed, women monarchs are allowed to wear white in front of the Pope. The last woman to wear white in front of the Pope was Queen Sophia of Spain in 2003. So what the Blairs are doing is quite bizarre. They have this secret elitist occult practices, yet they're asserting themselves as if they were the nobility or Holy Roman Emperor of Europe. That's really what they're doing with all these strange things. Now, that was reported by the Times of London on March 29th, 2006, that Sherry Blair wore this white dress and kind of declared herself a monarch in front of the Pope. And I think the Blairs and Pope Benedict the 16th have made some kind of deal where if Blair becomes a Catholic, then he has access to the huge resources of the Catholic Church, which is the largest organization on earth and controls one-fourth of the world's gold supply. So by aligning himself with the Catholic Church, he's setting himself up as kind of the closest thing you could be to a global dictator in that sense. And I'm not saying Tony Blair is the Antichrist. If you read 1 John, you'll see that there'll be a series of Antichrists before the final Antichrist comes. But this is the biggest move towards setting up a structure for the ultimate Antichrist, and I think Tony Blair is keeping the seat warm for this final world dictator, if you want to call him that, if you don't like to use religious language.
Well, the thing is that people just aren't talking about that. We're not seeing it in the American press. People have no idea about the gold holdings of the Vatican. I mean, if they hold a quarter of the world's gold, why, they would certainly be one of the most powerful nations in the world. And the Vatican is a sovereign nation, answerable to no one other than the hierarchy of the Catholic Church and whoever they pledge allegiance to. Because, unfortunately, I believe the Catholic Church has been influenced and infiltrated by demonic and satanic forces. And even Pope Paul VI had talked about how the smoke of Satan was circulating above the Vatican. And those of you who haven't heard our four-tape set with interviews with Malachi Martin, who was a confidant of Pope John Paul XXIII, fascinating information, especially on how Pope John Paul II was actually chosen and the shenanigans that were used to get him in as the Pope. So pick the story up there, William.
Well, just to go back to what I was saying about Tony Blair and a few things, remember, the euro is backed by gold. And as you said earlier, Dr. Stan, the Vatican controls one-fourth of the world's gold supply. Now, there's not a lot of gold in the world. All the gold in the world, if you put it together, it would be a football field about a foot deep. Or if you think of the Washington Monument in D.C., it would be one-third up the way of the Washington Monument. So there's not a lot of gold in the world. And as I said, the euro is backed by gold, and the Vatican is the biggest holder of gold in the world. They have gold right in the Vatican vaults. They hold gold in Switzerland, and they hold a lot of gold in New York City. So they're spread out with their gold supply all over the world. And with a world dictator who has his hand on the world's gold supply, Tony Blair could crash the world's economy at any time. You know, if he were to make a deal with the Vatican just to flood what they had on the market in New York and Switzerland and not even touch their primary gold, they could ruin the economies of the world. And I'm not saying they would definitely do this, but it's a tacit threat. It's a silent threat. Now, under the Treaty of Lisbon signed December 2007, in times of terrorism, this newly defined EU president, which will have a five-year term, will have draconian powers to wage war, much in the same way the American president can wage war for 3 months without consulting Congress. In times of terrorism, this new EU president will be allowed to have the same kind of power, wage war at will. So Tony Blair is definitely grabbing for more power. Now, I have a lot of information. I should point out, too, Dr. Stan, on my webpage, williamhkennedy.com, at the Satanic Crime Multimedia List, I have the full pedophile dossier online. That is a thing that came out under the Mark Dutroux case during the White March you mentioned earlier, that this is a list of high-ranking European and American businessmen who are involved in various forms of satanic pedophilia, including Willy Klaus, who was the former Secretary General of NATO. Now, he was seen at a rape ceremony in 1962, and bizarrely enough, he now has done a commercial for a rock concert in Europe, where he flicks a match and a demon jumps out at this commercial and signs a demonic sign while he's wearing the EU flag on his helmet.
Who basically put out that ad? I mean, I saw that on your website. That was amazing.
It's quite shocking. That was done in Belgium, and it was for a rock and roll festival that they have in Belgium every year. It's like a major rock concert. Hmm. And Willy Klaus, who I said was the former head of NATO, and it was also Belgium's defense minister who caused the Rwanda genocide. If there's any one person responsible for the Rwanda genocide, it's Willy Klaus, who pulled the troops out of there. Now, he did that commercial as a half-hearted joke, but when you connect him up to the pedophile dossier, what is a man like that doing, you know, setting a demon on fire on television in Europe? And the demon is wearing a helmet with the flag of the European Union on it. And then he flashes the evil eye, this demon figure that Willy Klaus sets on fire. It's bizarre, Dr. Stan. All I can say about that is one thing Malachi Martin taught me was that always look for the hoof, he said. Always look for the devil's hoof. The devil is a bragger, and Satanists are braggers, and they will always let their demonic intentions known. And Willy Klaus did so through this very strange television commercial.
And what the average individual in our listening audience has difficulty realizing is that Satan is real. There really are secret societies. There are demonic beings that, you know, can transit from one dimension to another. We see the manifestations all the time in the crop circles of the, and certainly the animal mutilations and the UFOs and the UFO abductions and the Ouija boards. But the average individual doesn't like even to think about the fact that there is a spiritual dimension, and some of the most wealthy and powerful people in the world are on the other side. They've sold their souls to the devil.
Well, that's why it's quite shocking, Dr. Stan. And when you look at people like, the King of Belgium, Albert II, a former prime minister of Belgium was on this pedophile list, not only are they involved in destroying world economies, as they've done with the subprime banking mortgage crisis, but they don't even hide the fact that they practice Satanism anymore, as is the case with Willy Klaus. He goes right on television and performs a little demonic ritual that people don't even pick up on. You know, it's very bizarre.
Is that commercial up on your website?
Yes, it is. You can get it at williamhkennedy.com. Go to the Satanic Crime Multimedia page. I just put it up this morning. Just scroll way down. There's a new section called World Leaders and the Occult. And it's how all these people use soothsayers of different kinds. You know, Jean Chrétien, the Prime Minister of Canada, decided to run for Prime Minister because he and his wife talked to a psychic named Jojo Savard, who is a TV psychic up in Quebec, who's seen as kind of tacky. But the Prime Minister of Canada and his wife consulted with this woman and even gave her a blurb for her webpage, you know, a little quote from the Prime Minister's wife, which caused a big scandal up in Canada, but no one down here even heard it. Now, you can see that at the Satanic Crime Multimedia page at williamhkennedy.com, too. I've updated all of my pages on Satanism, and may I say, Dr. Stan, as far as Satanism and witchcraft goes, my page is the best page on the Internet.
It is. There's nothing that really even parallels it. And you can even see there the videos that were shot, I'm sure at great personal risk, to the fellow who took them, video pictures of the satanic rituals carried out by the members of Skull and Bones as they kneel before Lucifer.
Oh, sure. I have that film they took in the courtyard at the Skull and Bones fraternity at Yale University a few years ago, and you can see a student dressed up as the devil, and you can see the initiates for the Skull and Bones Society kneeling down and kissing a skull, and they also perform a mock human sacrifice. Now, someone hopped into that courtyard and took some films, and what they have in that Skull and Bones courtyard is they have what looks like a ritual baptismal font that has two skeletons staring at each other, and they also have some sort of Wheel of Fortune device, some divination device, which looks like the Wheel of Fortune on a tarot deck. So this is what we're looking at in just in the Skull and Bone Society, where President George W. Bush and John Kerry were both members of.
Right.
So this is very disturbing, and I have that film up at williamhkennedy.com as well.
All right, fine. That's williamhkennedy.com. Well, you go right ahead, because most people don't know that Ronald Reagan communicated with Joan Quigley, who was an astrologer, through his wife. And in fact, Joan Quigley wrote a book entitled What Did Joan Say?, where she tells how that was the question Ron Reagan would ask every time Nancy came back from the astrologer. What did Joan Quigley say? And of course, Joan Quigley was directing the Reagan administration, and there's not one in 10,000 Americans who's ever heard of Joan Quigley. We have her book, but you can read about it on Wikipedia. Do you have anything on Ronald Reagan and his relationship to Joan Quigley?
Yes, I do. In fact, Dr. Stan, I have the Time magazine article right on williamhkennedy.com, Satanic Crime Multimedia page. Click that. I have the front cover of Time magazine and the article itself, which describes who Joan Quigley is. She's a San Francisco-based astrologer, and she advised Nancy Reagan met her on the Merv Griffin show in the early 1970s, and they were friends ever since, their whole lives, till Ron Reagan died. So she was getting advice from Joan Quigley from 1972 on, and you can read about it in the Time magazine article I have on my webpage. And the Reagans also went to Jean Dixon, another famous psychic who advised President Roosevelt at the close of World War II. So it's very bizarre, Dr. Stan, because these world leaders practice occultism, and the average person just does not care about it.
Absolutely.
You know,
I mean,
not reported.
Well, I had studied this matter for years, and it wasn't until I stumbled across Joan Quigley's article up on Wikipedia that I began looking into the president's background with astrology. But then, well, we'll be back in just a moment here with William H. Kennedy.
Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is William H. Kennedy, and we're talking about the satanic influence within the presidency and certainly within every level of our government, as governments throughout the world. And, of course, those who are Christians will remember the story of when Jesus went to the Mount of Temptation and Lucifer offered him all the kingdoms of this world, if it's simply bow down and worship him. Well, how could Lucifer make that offer unless he had influence over all the kingdoms of the world? That was 2,000 years ago, and very little has changed in the meantime. And so many of the royal families of this world are tied into Satanism, into secret societies, the Order of the Garter over in Great Britain, or certainly similar organizations throughout the world. the satanic influence of secret societies is prevalent everywhere, and the fact that most people have never even heard of them simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. And when we have John McCain, who, you know, if you looked into his background at all, his betrayal of his fellow prisoners when he was in Vietnam, and of course McCain's as a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, running against Hillary Clinton, who of course brought Jean Houston into the White House to conjure up the spirits of Eleanor Roosevelt and Mohandas Gandhi, and her husband comes from the Council on Foreign Relations. Do we really have much of a choice? Of course, Obama doesn't belong, but he certainly has the backing of the CFR crowd, as does just about everybody who's running for the presidency, Democrat or Republican, other than Ron Paul, which is why he gets almost no coverage from the mass media. After all, they wouldn't want somebody in there that they couldn't control. And, of course, that's what happened to John Kennedy. That's why they sent him to Dallas. Well, anyway, let's get back to William H. Kennedy, because the material he has going into the background of the satanic influence in the Bilderberger Group, one of the most powerful organizations in the world that ties into the CFR, they're all just the kissing cousins, all organizations dedicated to the New World Order, the New World Religion, and the New World Leader, of course, who will eventually be the Antichrist, controlled by Lucifer. A part of the trinity of evil. Go ahead, William.
Well, Dr. Stan, what you said is very true, and I just put up on a full-length book called On the True Affair at WilliamHKennedy.com, multimedia page there, and you can read all of the bizarre links between these world leaders concerning the serial killer Mark Dutroux, who used to kidnap children for these satanic ceremonies for these world leaders. Now, as I said earlier, Willy Klaus, the former NATO Secretary General, was implicated as being involved in satanic rituals, and he was also in touch with Michael Aquino, who was a U.S. Army officer who was second in charge of the Church of Satan in San Francisco. And in the 1980s, Michael Aquino, through the U.S. Army, did a tour of NATO and even met with Willy Klaus, who's now on TV, as I said earlier, doing satanic commercials for heavy metal rock concert festivals in Europe, and even summoning a demon figure right on television, you know, not even hiding it. So when you see the links to these elite Satanists and what I call the more popular Satanists, which would be like Anton LaVey's Church of Satan, which Michael Aquino was a member of, you really see that these groups are much more linked with liaison-type ambassadors that go between them and work out their plan for ultimate evil and world domination. Now, the pedophilia comes into this in that Michael Aquino was accused of pedophilia on the Presidio Army base in San Francisco, but the charges were mysteriously dropped. He was, in fact, found guilty of being involved in this, but he was never sentenced under military justice. So you see these huge cover-ups. Again, Tony Blair covered up for one of his cabinet members who came up in Operation OAR, which was the British police's big sting on Internet child pornography. One of Tony Blair's cabinet ministers was implicated as viewing child pornography. Blair intervened and used a special law they have in England, a national security law, and halted the investigation of his cabinet for pedophilia. It was not long after that he resigned as Prime Minister of Great Britain, and now he's going after this super state title of President of the European Commission, which, as I said earlier, in the Treaty of Lisbon signed just a month ago, makes the president of the European Union a virtual dictator. Now, the second Tony Blair started running for the EU presidency, in his first speech, he spoke in French in France, and what he started harping on about was terrorism. So he will use these terrorist rules, if he's made the president of the European Union, to form a draconian police state in Europe, which will be much more powerful than Hitler's, because Tony Blair has a lot more technology at his disposal to spy on rely on people worldwide. He's also strongly allied with the U.S. because of the war in Iraq. So, Dr. Stan, what we're moving towards is a one-world economy and a one-world leader. And when you consider the next EU president, whether it's Tony Blair or not, will have his finger on this one-world economy if he is a Catholic, because he has the Vatican's gold supply at his economic disposal to set the price of the world currencies, which he could cause all sorts of problems in other countries and keep the euro solid. The euro is backed on gold. The U.S. dollar is backed on nothing. It's backed on our word. And even what gold the Vatican, there is in the United States, the Vatican has a big hand on. So we're looking at a variety, the confluence of a variety of problems merging into a single world leader, and Tony Blair is vying for that position.
And I think this is fascinating, and again, the website is williamhkennedy.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand that behind everything going on today, all the talk of politics and the culture war and the ideological battle between the right and the left, it's all a facade. It's all a cover for the world satanic movement. Well, anyway, certainly there seems to be a powerful force behind Tony Blair. The people of his own country couldn't stand him. He lost all, you know, all support. I mean, his support had fallen to a very low level. He was forced to resign, and now he's going to become the dictator of Europe, and, of course, very close to the dictatorship of the world, because certainly as America goes into eclipse, as America begins to decline as the world's leader, then, of course, the power of the world will probably be transferred to the European Union. Do you foresee
that? Well, that's true, Dr. Stan. That's exactly how that scenario would emerge.
All right, well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. If you have a question for William, certainly there's nobody who has more information on the world satanic movement than William, and his website has such fascinating information, and that advertisement that was put on in Europe, I've seen it, and here's this very powerful European lighting a candle, conjuring up the demonic being. You can see the flames in the background. It's really rather shocking, but when you understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle, how flagrant they are. To say, here we are, you're never going to believe it. We'll be right back.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, William H. Kennedy. William, is there now, of course, we carry your book, Satanic Crimes, and we have a four-tape set on, based upon my interviews with you, and this philosophy of Satanic Crimes. Do you still have copies of your first book, A Lucifer's Lodge? Are they available?
Yes, Lucifer's Lodge is available as an e-book at williamhkennedy.com. They can buy it there. I'm updating it, and I'm going to have a new version of it out in a couple months, and I'm also finishing up my documentary film, Lucifer's Lodge. I have a little sound problem with it, but they'll be out a little bit after Easter. But you can get the Lucifer's Lodge, Satanic Ritual Abuse in the Catholic Church, as an ebook at williamhkennedy.com, and you can get Satanic Crime, A Threat in the New Millennium at radioliberty.com.
Right, and we actually carry the Lucifer's Lodge, but until it went out of print, and it's an important book.
Right, the new one will be better.
Right, well, we're looking forward to getting that. Be sure I get a copy, and we'll be glad to carry that. I mean, this goes into the satanic influence, or the homosexual influence, call it what you will. There's a strong spiritual component to homosexuality influence within the seminaries of the Catholic Church. And this, of course, is what is so shocking. And most Catholics don't like to try to connect the dots and understand that these satanic influences are working within their church. But then they're working within the Protestant church. They're working within the Jewish religion. They're working within our government. They're working within our military. They've infiltrated every aspect of modern-day society. And until when you understand that, why so many of the things that are going on begin to make sense. Well, William, are you getting any opposition to what you're doing? Have you come under any spiritual attack?
Well, Dr. Stan, I take very specific cautions to avoid things like that. There are things you can do within Christianity to avoid that altogether. Now, sometimes people around me get a little bit under that sort of influence because they don't do these things. So, but that's a very indirect thing. But on the spiritual front, I'm prepared to confront this. That's not a big problem.
And I'm so glad that you do, because I think your work is so vitally important, and certainly it supplements our work, or we supplement your work. I'm not sure which, but you're doing a great job, and you've got the material out there that every American needs to see and understand. This is not imaginary. This is not make-believe. This is what the battle is all about. That's what the battle tomorrow, a Super Tuesday, is all about, is this spiritual battle. And, of course, they intend to continue to control America so they can use our financial and military power to bring about their one-world government. And that's always been Lucifer's goal, to rule the world, to be his God. And believe me, they're well on the way towards that objective, using America's military power and sea intelligence agencies simply to either force world leaders to go along with the idea of world government or simply to eliminate them. And if you don't think that they kill world leaders, why, you really haven't studied very much about what's going on in the world today. And certainly they've killed a number of world leaders, and that's covered in a book called Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and we do still have the last supply of those available, and we have that in a four-tape set, Economic Hitman. And here was a man who worked for the NSA who talks about how they kill world leaders who will not go along with their agenda. Who's calling in? Who's calling in?
Hey, this is Phil from Greeley, Colorado.
Hi, good to have you with us this morning.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. I was looking on a website this past weekend, and there were pictures on there, and these are amazing. I don't know if the pictures are fake. They didn't look like it. And it was Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, and there, you know, some campaign thing, there's a picture of the stage from behind, and there's Bill standing there, and then Hillary addressing the crowd, and there's a big American flag hanging there. And if you look closely, and it was very obvious, I even printed this out, the stars on the flag are rotated.
Yes, so they're satanic stars. But, see,
yeah,
we don't know whether that is real or feigned. Have you seen that, William?
I haven't seen that particular one, but I've seen little things like that that they do all the time, much like the Billy Klaus commercial. They're constantly doing things like that.
And so until we actually know, you know, that that's real, don't put the information out, because it could be there to discredit you, or it could be absolutely true that they would invert the stars on the American flag from the star with a point upward to the star with a point downward, which is a satanic star. I've seen it. I just don't know, you know, are they playing games with us? Do they want us to discredit ourselves? Or is it real? But we know very definitely without any question that Hillary brought a medium into the White House to conjure up spirits. So that's something we can document. Anything
yeah,
else you want to say?
Well, there was just a couple other pictures, and again, I don't know if they're, I can't tell, I'm not an expert if they were faked or not, but the one picture of Bill Clinton standing there with his suit on, he has like a little pin on his lapel, and it's the symbol of Osiris. Have you seen that one?
I have seen that one, and I've also seen the one where Hillary Clinton is wearing a demonic phoenix. Those are authentic, yes.
Yeah, and those are authentic?
Those are authentic, yes. I've seen several pictures with the Osiris and the Phoenix lapel pin that Hillary wears. I've seen both of those on the Clintons before, and they are Illuminati symbols, yes.
Yeah.
And anything else?
The one other picture I saw was a woman that was standing right next to Bill Clinton. I don't know who it was. She has like a little Christian cross around her neck, but if you look close, it's actually it's upside down.
I didn't see that one, no.
So anyway, but, you know, they are so flagrant in what they do. And
yeah,
of course, and they laugh at us for being so stupid not to see the satanic symbols that surround us every day. In fact, there's a wonderful book we carry called The Secret Teachings of All Ages, written by a Satanist named Manly Hall, where he talks about down through the ages how they've always left symbols, you know, in architecture and in pictures and in wood prints, and always there, so people who understood would see the continuity of evil down through the ages.
Well, that's all I got to say. So, hey, you guys keep up the good work.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for being astute enough to pick up on these things.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, anyway, our guest today is William H. of Kennedy. We're just about out of time. Once again, the website, WilliamHKennedy.com. Go there,
thank
get
you.
The information, get his book on satanic crimes, which we do carry. God bless William. We'll look forward to talking to you at the other program.
Thank you, Dr.
So
Stan.
Much.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. 205-6245, KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
You can enjoy something of that sort. Anyway, we do carry the book Satanic Crimes. And, of course, we do have a four-tape set by that title. But then, of course, this goes right along with my talk on the forbidden secret, that secret that's been passed down through the secret societies and the sages of the secret societies for 5,000 years, was originally recorded on the Emerald Tablets of Hermes and then passed down by the adepts. During every civilization, but only the elite were allowed to know, and certainly Plato and Aristotle and Alexander the Great understood this. This is how Alexander was able to carry out his amazing military feats with an army of 35,000 Macedonians to take on an army of millions. How could you do that? How could an army of 35,000 take on an army of a million and be victorious? Why? Because it tapped into the secret power. And this is covered. We give you the references from books written, a book written by Plutarch, you know, about 100 A.D., where he talks about Alexander being an adept of the mystery religion. So most people don't understand this sort of thing, and you tell them and their eyes glaze over. But this is the secret that's been passed down. This is what Rhonda Byrne is talking about on her widely publicized DVD and book, The Secret, and, of course, featured by Oprah Winfrey. You need to see my talk on the Forbidden Secret. It's available on DVD with a syllabus. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're a Catholic, or even if you're not a Catholic, why, you'd probably enjoy the four-tape set by the wisdom of Malachi Martin. He was a Jesuit priest, a confidant of Pope John Paul XXIII, and of course, we carry his book, Hostage to the Devil. Hostage to the Devil. We have a four-tape set on the supernatural. And of course, we have the book written by Joanna Michelson, who we interview because she was a medium, and it's called The Beautiful Side of Evil. And she was deeply involved in the occult, and she saw the true miracles that were carried out. But they were demonic miracles, because there is supernatural power there that you can tap into, but you do not, and let me repeat, you do not want to. So remember, all of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's like the virus and war, because America is under attack today. If you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, if you'd like a free catalog, we'll be glad to send you one. If you'd like a catalog on emergency food supplies, if you'd like a catalog on health products, we have those as well. These are the things that Barbara and I take. And of course, I'm going on 79 this month, 17th of February. I'm in remarkably good health, especially when I realize that so many of the people who graduated from medical school with me have passed on to the next life, to the eternal life. And, you know, my mind still works fairly well, and the body's not as good as it used to be, but I really believe it's the health products that we take. So if you'd like either one of those catalogs, we have the regular catalog, the health catalog, the emergency supply or food catalog. We'd be glad to send you copies of any of those. If you call us at 1-800-544-8927, but don't forget the book, Satanic Crimes. Don't forget the four-tape set or four-CD set, Satanic Crimes, because they are real, they're not imaginary, and they involve some of the most powerful and wealthiest people in the world today. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
talk to the American Freedom Network, contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis.